Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Thanks for listening to this report of the 65th Annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo from Las Vegas, Nevada, December 8th, round number 1 of 10. This report is brought to you by Nelson Hart, supporting the Western way of life, and by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Long live cowboys and cowgirls. In the bareback bronc riding, Cherokee Cowboy at his first NFR won a check, splitting fourth. He won over $6,400. Jayco Roper from Oktaha, Oklahoma. Rocker Steiner and a bucking horse, both from Texas, named Risky Business of Stace Smith Pro Rodeos, turned on a whopping 87-point ride. Steiner moves from sixth to third in the world standings. They're all chasing Colorado's Keenan Hayes, your leader, from round one and the season, with over 282,001 in the bareback riding. In the steer wrestling, Dalton Massey of Hermiston, Oregon, won round one with a fast 3.5-second time. Massey is the leader coming into the National Finals Rodeo after the PRCA season. With this win and the season, he has over $234,000 won wrestling steers. Indian country is well represented in the team roping, especially the header division. Cherokee Cowboy Coleman Proctor from Oklahoma and his partner Logan Medlin were a no time in round number one. They maintain a sixth place position in the world standings. Eric Rogers and Paul Eves were a no time as well. The Navajo Cowboy Eric Rogers is presently 11th in the world along with his partner from Colorado. Navajo Derek Begay and Coulter Todd were a 6.3-second time, winning no money. They are presently fifth in the world standings. Round number one in the team roping was won by Clint Summers of Florida and Jake Long of Kansas. Caleb Driggers from Georgia and Junior Nagueras from Brazil are your present leaders, moving from second to first place after round one for the world title in team roping. The battle is on in the saddle bronc riding. Three-time and defending champion of the world, Zeke Thurston from Alberta, Canada, mounted a horse called Vain Reflections of Legacy Pro Rodeo, LLC, with an 86.5-point ride. They split the round with Idaho's Cade Bruno on a horse named Raging Lunatic of Brookman Rodeo Company, 86.5. Zeke Thurston now third place in the world standings. Stetson Wright is second, and Cade Bruno from Idaho in the lead for the saddle bronc riding gold buckle. Tie down roping. John Dowse from Chapman, Texas, was 7.7 seconds to claim the round. Riley Webb is your leader from Denton, Texas, $296,000 won with 9 rounds to go in the tie-down roping. In the barrel racing, Texan Sissy Wynn was 13.71 seconds in the cloverleaf pattern to win round one. A rider-friendly pin of bulls saw 9 out of 15 bulls being covered in round number one. When the dust cleared, Kai Hamilton of Australia was the leader on a bull named Vitalix Theodore of Survey Championship Rodeo from Colorado. They were a big 86.5-point ride. Hamilton is second in the world standings, chasing Stetson Wright, who has over 378,000 won, representing Utah. Danielle Lohman, Navajo cowgirl, finished 10th in the world, winning over 102,000. She won 3 rounds, over 20,000 won in the City of Lights. Congratulations to the Navajo cowgirl, Danielle Lohman. Rocker Steiner, the cowboy, the horse Risky Business. Steiner had this to say after the big win.
It was a perfect mix. You know, they say I'm Risky Business, and so that is that horse, so it matched up perfectly.
Well, you know, I feel like there for a little bit, you know, people kind of forgot about my name, and this is a perfect way just to, you know, just stick it right in their minds whether they like me or not.
Defending champion of the world, Jess Pope of Kansas, had this to say after placing in the round.
It's very humbling. You know, I've had a lot of success here. I thank God for a lot of that. I know there's 14 other guys that want to beat me. And I'm just excited to be here, take it one horse at a time. Make sure I soak it all in, because as we've seen this year, it can be taken at any point in time. So just going to live life to the fullest and smile all I can.
Have success.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.